Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons contain a lot of information, but they can't cover everything. So these podcasts are giving a bit more detail and background and information. And today we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. And we'll do more than one podcast on these two verses because there is so much packed into just a few words. But let's read our passage for now. It's verses 14 and 15. It reads, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." And so the writer to the Hebrews is getting to the grips with the very heart of his message, that Jesus was human, and yet he was more than just human, because he had the power to destroy death. And it was his own death that destroyed the power of death, the devil's power, held in death, which we will talk about. And because of that, we have hope. Now, that hope he will mention a little later on. But that's the point. He wants to encourage his readers because they're shrinking back. In fact, they're drifting away from this such an important message and drifting back towards a form, a religious kind of acceptance of previous ways, the Old Covenant and Old Testament, instead of holding on to this better way. For the sacrifices of the Old Testament could never have conquered death. And yet Jesus does, partly at least because he was human. There's an emphasis here that he was human. He shared in their humanity. That's very encouraging for us because it means we know Jesus understands it. There were some false teachings in the early years of the church, particularly towards the end of the first century, Gnosticism and its a similar idea, Gnosticism and Docetism, and talked about how Jesus perhaps was only really a spirit or that he only seemed to be human. And that's completely at odds with the Bible and Orthodox Christian belief and the belief of the earliest Christians. John 1:14, he became flesh and made his dwelling among us. John 1:1, that which we have heard, seen with our eyes, looked at, our hands have touched. That's what we're dealing with. 1 John 4:2. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And so it's an emphasis of the Bible that Jesus really was human. He shared in our humanity. It's interesting, actually, that the books of the New Testament that most emphasize the deity of Jesus are the same books that also most emphasize the humanity of Jesus. And those two books would be the Gospel of John and Hebrews. It might be an interesting thing to read them side by side, or perhaps one right after the other, to look at that balance and that blend of what it meant for Jesus to be fully human and what it meant for him to be fully deity. It shows us this emphasis in these two books that there is no there's a paradox there for sure, but there is no dichotomy between these two aspects of Jesus, his humanity and his deity. And because he holds those two things together, then he's able to deal with sin and to deal with death. Death is the consequence of sin. Genesis 2, verse 17, when you eat of it, you will surely die. Genesis 3, verses 3 and 4 emphasizes that. Romans 5, verse 12, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all men because all sinned, and on he goes. Death only has power in that it is a horrible destiny awaiting all sinners, since we are in the devil's power. Now, next time we're going to talk about how we're released from that power. But let's be grateful that there is one more powerful than death who has approached and dealt with death before us. Next time we're going to talk a bit more about these two verses. But until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. Please, if you wouldn't mind, go to iTunes, look for MCCX and give us perhaps a few stars and a review. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.